The Trial Files with the Bald Eagle, Glenn Ingram. For the complete Trial Files news and trial reports, head to racing.com.
And Glenn Ingram, the Bald Eagle, joins us this morning. How are you, Glenn?
Good morning, Dan. Going really well, thank you.
Time of the year where you get to see some pretty handy horses coming back. A lot of horses at the trials and the jump outs. It keeps a form analyst very busy.
Certainly does, yeah. Real spring feel to the jump outs this week. And we kick off at Pakenham on the 26th there. Heat one, Daquin Sweet Jr., the Adelaide Cup winner. He's come back in superb order for the Phillip Stokes Stable. We black booked him at Mowi, where he found the outside fence there and warmed up late to win his first heat. He was again allowed to settle rearwards in this heat. He kept improving throughout to finish second over 1,000 metres. He must surely be ready for something longer now. And the former Kiwi is on an upward curve, so he's certainly a horse we want to continue to follow.
A couple of young horses from the Freedman stable are worth keeping an eye on. Zuzarella and Philosopher.
Yeah, certainly at Mornington. As you said, two for the answer in Sam Freedman stable. The former Zuzarella looked particularly sharp, finishing a narrow third. The filly was last seen in the Group 1 William Reid, and she finished down the track there, but she's got quite a low rating, and I think she can make an impression early in her preparation. The latter is a speedy colt by Zoostar, and he's always the ultimate professional in his jump outs. He dropped his head in this heat, and he appeared to get through the heavy conditions with ease. So he's lightly raced, and another who could progress further into his three-year-old season.
Another horse to keep an eye on, or you've found, is actually running on Saturday in Shooting for Gold.
Yeah, he goes around the Ori Star there. He's had an obvious fitness advantage over some of his rivals who were just starting out in their preparations. He cruised around the circle there under a tight rein for his first look at Flemington. He hasn't raced for 5 weeks, and he looked in great order, holding Alligator Blood at bay there, and Alligator Blood was worked on to keep pace with him, and Mr. Brightside was back to his inside. So it was a quality heat, running good time, and you think if he can handle the straight track conditions there on Saturday, it'd be hard to beat.
Well, another horse has got that challenge as well is Parmalutru. I'm not even sure that's right. I think it's close to right, but it could be refined come Saturday. Former Hong Kong galloper with the Hay Stable.
Yes, I think you pronounced it okay. It has been over in Europe too, so it's been in Hong Kong and Europe, well travelled. Hasn't raced for 83 weeks, but he looked ready to go after an easy trial win at Tjuru recently. He backed it up again here. He hugged the rail throughout. He run fast time with the stablemate. They hit the line together, and he clearly had more to give in the run. So I think we can expect a bold run from him first up.
As I said, it's the time of the year where young horses from big stables that you can keep an eye on, and they can stand out. And it's no surprise that Team Hawks might have a nice one.
Yeah, certainly this horse in Heat 12, Divots, well-bred Zoostar filly, come off Gilguy Farm there, and she was under double wraps from start to finish by a rider. She was not allowed to improve at any stage. She finished a close-up second on the poly track there, and it was a standout. I thought she was the standout in the heat. It was her first career jump out. She's a really good mover, and I think she's certainly worth following towards something stronger next time around.
Okay, so what about some tips to finish up the segment with? And feel free to pick them anywhere. Even if you found something at Cranbourne today, that's all right with us.
Okay, well, Cranbourne race 6, number 2, Night Fire. We probably would just want to see how this horse parades. Dan, he's coming off a long spell, but I loved his recent Cranbourne trial. He had another softer jump out on the poly track since then, but we'll just bet late with him. And Flemington on Saturday, race 3, number 13, Branskova. I think she's the bet of the day there. Certainly the best from the trials on Saturday. She's second up, but she has had a nice jump out in between, and she looks to be going really well.
Yeah, she featured in your segment last week, and her first up run after having bone chips, mind you, so very pleasing for the connection. So the best two from Glenn Ingram today, Cranbourne race 6, number 2, Night Fire, and Flemington Saturday race 3, number 13, Varanskova. Thanks, Glenn.
Good on you, Dan. Thank you.